Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Terry Gant, who runs the Third Coast Comic Store at 6443 North Sheridan, is with us to discuss the DC Universe, comics in the pandemic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Good evening, Terry.
Hey, how's it going, John?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
Tell us, well, first of all, what a great story you have. I mean,
thank you very much.
To have a comic book store in this day and age, I think that's worth some extra credit. I don't know where you would get the credit for or what you'd use it for, but I just think it's the coolest thing. Really.
I get to basically go to work every day and, you know, sell comics,
right,
and kind of like, you know, make nerds have this feeling that there's a place that they can go that kind of, right, like fills their needs. You know what I mean? It works out.
Exactly. Now, I went on the website, and you're doing if this is all correct, you're doing the social distancing and only two people can come into the store at one time.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and they have to wear masks, but you
have to wear a mask. And in the case of the number of people in the store, that's not the worst deal in the world. I have a small shop.
Right.
Right. I've only got about 250 square feet. So in general, in the crowded times, right, like eight people are in the store, going down to two isn't the worst thing in the world. What we did pre-COVID was we had events. My store is actually, this is also kind of topical, I'm on Loyola University's campus. So there's, ooh, a space that we can use for events and things like that pre-COVID. That's what,
right,
we did. We did a lot of that to get people in. Since COVID, only two people, but I'm doing a lot more mail order,
right,
sort of like personal shopper service.
Yeah, 6443 North Sheridan Road is where it is, but that's what I wanted to get to before we have this little discussion about the Justice League and Godzilla. Tell us the chef's choice plan that you have,
sure,
for people,
right,
who want to get their comics.
Yeah, so if you already have an idea of what it was you wanted, that's easy. You can just email me at terry@thirdcoastcomics.com, all spelled out, and we'll just, you know, we'll shoot you an invoice and we'll get you what you want, right? But
right,
if you're graphic novel adjacent, graphic novel curious, comic book curious, and you don't know what specific titles you might like, you might think maybe this is for you, maybe it isn't, but you want to find out, what you do is you'll email me at that email address I just gave out, and then just give me an idea what your budget is and what your tastes are. Right. You tell me you like this kind of sci-fi, that kind of Western, this kind of mystery,
right,
that sort of supernatural. What your favorite TV shows were, you know, what are you kind of into right now that aren't even related to comics? And then I match up the things that you need, that I know that you need now. Right. You don't know it, but I know it, with,
yeah,
the budget that you have. And then I ship it out to you. And we've been shipping all over the country for the past year.
There's still new Western comics.
Well, if you say that Westerns are your thing, I'm going to find you new Western comics.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll give you some Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips. Don't worry about it. I got you. Yeah, if you like Westerns, I know exactly what you need. Yeah, sure.
Wait a minute. How about some... You're way too young. Do they still have classic...
51.
Okay, you're not. Do you remember, right, classic comics?
Absolutely.
Which were sort of like... How do I put this? If you wanted to read comic books and keep your parents at bay, getting a classic comic was the way to go because they were always about the classics, like Ivanhoe and...
When I was in grammar school, it was like freshman year of high school, I think it was, I once wrote a paper basically about Dante's Inferno, but from an X-Men comic. Because the X-Men comic was all about Dante Alighieri and Dante's Inferno. But Comics Illustrated is what that series was called. Marvel Comics had the license for a while.
Yeah.
And they would do Ivanhoe. They would do Last of the Mohicans. They would,
yes,
do like Robinson Crusoe.
Crusoe.
Family,
yeah,
Robinson. They do all that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, and it even had this sort of like, the logo was this antique looking font. So,
yeah,
no, Mom and Dad, I'm reading about Ivanhoe.
Absolutely.
None of that sci-fi stuff for me. Oh, no.
Totally. It's not just a comic book. But, like, as it turns out, like, now those books are also hotly sought after.
I'll bet.
There's a company called Paper Cuts that now has the license that can still do those comics. But the originals, people are still looking for those to this day.
How much are they going for, the originals?
I've seen like them going for like ranging in prices from like, you know, depending on, they have several, like lots of issues. So like I've seen low runs like $5 here, but I've also seen 30 and $40. Depends on like just what the issue is and how rare it is. Like if you need to, you know, cheat and not read, you know, Swiss Family Robinson, but you want to read it in comic book form and it's got to be in perfect condition, it might cost you a little more. It might be cheaper just to buy the paperback at this stage for comics that were 20 cents when they were published.
Right. So the DC Universe is reacting to the new 3.4. How many hours is it? Jack Snyder's Justice League.
I absolutely spent 4 hours watching this thing. And yeah, Zack Snyder's Justice League clocks in at 4 hours. And it gave me an all new appreciation for the work film editors do.
Is that a positive review of the movie or not?
So my review of the movie is positive.
Okay.
But like, it's one of those things, like I say sometimes with movies like this, where I love the movie and I know an hour needed to be cut and I can't decide what hour needed to be cut, right? Like, what do you take out? You know, that my only, but I get why it also had to be 4 hours, right? We're almost rushing to get the Zack Snyder's cut. Zack Snyder, he would have made it 5 hours if he could. He was going to trim it down to 2.5 hours when he's finally getting a chance to do this and it's going out on HBO Max or whatever. You're lucky it wasn't 6 hours.
You know, I was into it for about three quarters of the way through. And then I'm like, this is bogging down for some reason. And I don't want to be, I don't want to do a spoiler alert. So I don't want to say what happens throughout the entire thing. But there was something that I thought was totally unnecessary. And but I still liked it. You know, I get off on the idea that the whole DC Justice League is together and you've got Aquaman and, you know, Superman and Batman. And I always loved The Flash when I was a kid and Wonder Woman. Did I leave anybody out? Superman.
You left out Cyborg?
I think Superman's the weakest link.
Well, in this movie, Superman's more or less the weakest link, and that Superman doesn't come in until like almost the final act, right?
So, when Superman comes in, the movie goes downhill, as far as I'm concerned.
But the cool thing about the Snyder Cut, and I have a list of things that I thought were like the best things about this movie, right?
Right.
So one of the things about this is in the Snyder Cut, it's very clear that Batman, who has been, for other movies in which you've seen him, somewhat problematic in his ability to work with people, but he's been trying to get forth this idea that Superman is a symbol of hope, and we can't do this thing without Superman. Like, his whole thing is that we need to beat Steppenwolf per se. It's that there's only one way we're going to do this, and we need that guy to do it. So Superman is almost like the MacGuffin, right? Like, we're going for Superman to resolve the plot here. But it's not Batman just being like the ultimate tough guy. And we don't worry, he's got a plan for it. And he's going to fix it all. Even he knows without Superman, it just doesn't work. Right.
Well,
so I like that's kind of where we're going for that last act. We need to get to Superman.
I like the dialogue of when somebody asks Batman, Bruce Wayne, what's your superpower? And he goes, I'm rich. So I thought that was pretty funny. Is that, you hated it?
I absolutely hated that.
Why?
Because it's a thing Batman would never, like Bruce Wayne would never say that was a superpower. He would talk about his preparation.
Well, of course not. That's a joke.
So, I mean, he's doing literally the preparation to put a super team together to go up against an alien armada from another dimension. And his line is, I'm rich? Nah, I'm out.
But Batman doesn't have any. Okay, you know, this could go on forever. And it should. I love it.
Let me hit you with my positives for this movie.
We got about a minute left.
Go ahead. Don't worry. I got this. It's not my first rodeo. All right. Cyborg. The character of Cyborg was front and center in this movie, right? He was the heart and soul of this entire thing in the Snyder Cut. It was fantastic. They fixed so much that was wrong with Steppenwolf, right? They gave him a clear purpose. They gave him a position to be. His visual was even fixed. The Flash. They gave Flash a heart and a purpose, right? That were cut out from the theatrical release that were fantastic, right?
Yeah. Yep. Good enough.
Silas Stone was well-rounded here.
Yeah.
You know? And I have to say, like, in Cyborg's comic book origin, Silas Stone and Cyborg have a really rough relationship. They smooth that out so well in this movie. I was thrilled with it. You get well, since we're not doing spoilers, there's a character that we get in this movie that appears twice that I was over the moon about, right? But, like, it broke my rule about don't do things as if you know you're going to get a sequel. Throw the things in the movie as if you're not going to get a sequel.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, but we're going to have to wrap it up. Come, Terry, I got to wrap it up. All right. Thank you. There he goes. Man, I got to have him on again for like a half an hour.